The Vancouver Winter Olympics are just 9 days away. Opening ceremonies are scheduled for February 12th. Many world leaders will attend. Vice President Joe Biden will head the U.S. delegation that day. Vancouver's time in the Olympic spotlight will last 17 days, but organizers hope the Games will help attract tourists to Vancouver and British Columbia for much longer. It's a hope that's become a reality, at least for some past Olympic hosts, as the world's Jason Margolis tells us.
50 years ago, few people had heard of Squaw Valley. At the time, the infant ski resort near Lake Tahoe, California, had just one chairlift. Then, Squaw Valley hosted the 1960 Winter Olympics. A half century later, the Olympic rings and Olympic flame still greet visitors at the entrance, says Squaw Valley's Amelia Richmond.
The 1960 Olympics is deeply ingrained in our heritage, in our publicity, in our marketing, and I think in the feeling you get when you come here and you're part of something bigger. So I think it's something that, you know, we'll always benefit from, and it's always going to be a big part of us.
Hosting the Olympics helped transform the tiny resort into a world-renowned ski destination, growing from one chairlift to 33. Squaw Valley benefited from the so-called post-Olympic halo effects.
The halo effects consist of things like increased tourism, increased investment.
Economist James Brander at the University of British Columbia's Sauder School of Business says catching that halo is what enticed British Columbia's leaders to bid for the Olympics in the first place.
You know, we get on the world stage, people are going to see the city, they're going to see it's great, they're going to, at the very minimum, we're going to get a lot of free advertising.
But here's the catch with this Winter Olympics. Vancouver and Whistler, the two main venues, are not Squaw Valley in 1960. Whistler is already considered one of North America's top ski resorts, and Vancouver regularly tops lists as one of the world's best cities. When well-known places host the Games, there's a lot of potential downside. Take a moment and think about the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta. What's your lasting memory? Many people remember the bombing or the transportation snarls, not the glory of the Games. Economist Maurice Levi at the University of British Columbia offers this perspective on the upcoming Winter Olympics.
Yeah, it's a bit of a gamble. You know, you've got to hope that the Games go better than what people think, that the weather is at least as good as what you'd like, and it's risky.
In the Pacific Northwest, chances of an overcast day with showers during a 2-week winter window, 100%.
Of course, you've always got other horrible things that can happen with terrorism and so on, but let's assume that doesn't happen.
The nightmare scenario is Munich 1972. Athletes were killed. Munich didn't get the halo effect. But on the other side of the coin, there's the Lillehammer Winter Olympics in 1994. Images of the picture-perfect village were broadcast to the world. Many Olympic buffs consider Lillehammer the greatest winter games ever. Uwe Jestal with the Lillehammer Olympia Park says they recently surveyed Europeans about Lillehammer. 16 years after the Games, people not only know about the tiny Norwegian village, most think highly of it, and they visit.
The ski jump is the kind of jewel in the city, in the middle of the city, and we have about 200,000 visitors there every year.
That's 200,000 people who visit a ski jump. Nearby towns also continue to benefit from tourism. Coming back to British Columbia, Mayor Jordan Sturdy of Pemberton, the village just up the road from Whistler, says hosting the Olympics is a gamble worth taking.
If Whistler is successful, it's going to generate more employment, it's going to generate more media attention. It's, you know, we have a tourism business and economy here as well. There's some of the greatest mountain biking in the world in this, right here in this valley. We have access to snowmobiling. There's hundreds and hundreds of square kilometers of glacier right on the other side of that hill there.
If the Games go well, research suggests tourism increases for about 5 years after the Olympics. Amelia Richmond at Squaw Valley and Uwe Jestal in Lillehammer say they really have no way of measuring how many people have chosen to visit them because of their Olympic past. At minimum, though, hosting the Olympics does provide a degree of credibility. If a mountain was good enough to challenge the world's best, it's probably good enough for you and me. And hey, how cool is it to bomb down the same run that the Olympians once did? For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Vancouver, British Columbia.